It's This Week in Bourbon, a who's who of bourbon news. And here's your headlines for July 1st, 2022. Catoctin Creek Distilling and heavy metal rock band legends Gwar are back for their second annual release. Jack Daniel's is introducing their small batch, special release Coy Hill High Proof in 375ml bottles, and Stellum Spirits is introducing Stellum Black Specialty Blends. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our partners. It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixir's Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com.
It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey everyone, it's This Week in Bourbon, and it's just Kenny here riding solo today. Ryan is out in Colorado this week, and if you're listening to this, then that means that you missed him at the, where was he? He was going to the Whiskey, that's what it was. It was a bar in Fort Collins to kind of have a meet and greet. We're really excited. Ryan and I were planning a whole series of kind of a tour that we're going to be doing in states where Pursuit United is distributed, so look forward to figuring out when we're going to be, I guess, considering on tour, I don't know what you would call it, but in Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, Illinois, Texas, Colorado, I don't know, maybe we'll hit another state, maybe another two, I don't know, maybe some other surprises in store for you. But we're excited to kind of really kind of talk to you a little bit more about Pursuit United and what we're building, so it'll be fun to be able to get in front of people and kind of tell that story and kind of do some meet and greets and some fun stuff. So make sure you stay tuned for a lot of that stuff that's happening. Well, at least for tonight, you are stuck with me and my bad jokes. It's just the way it's going to be. I actually tried to tell my wife earlier. I said, hey, would you be interested? You know, everybody knows Lauren. She does a lot of back-end videoing, video editing and stuff like that for us. I said, would you be interested in being a co-host for me tonight? She looked at me with this like weird, you know, that eye that the women give us, you know, that's exactly what I got. Kind of a kick rocks kind of scenario. So that's why we're stuck with just me. So let's go ahead and let's get to it. So we have a lot of stuff, as you saw in the headlines, really just a lot of bourbon release news. And the bourbon news segment, I guess you could say, is really just a lot of what's happening in the general kind of whiskey market as well as the distilled spirits market. So here we go. So the U.S. is among more than 100 countries where Scotch whiskey has been granted specific legal protection. So according to the Scotch Whiskey Association, their chief executive Mark Kent called the move a milestone for Scotland's national drink in our largest global market. He said the registration offers Scotch whiskey a greater degree of legal protection and will allow us to take action against those who seek to cash in on the heritage, craft, and quality of genuine Scotch. The Scotch Whiskey Association said the category's exports gave the United Kingdom around $175 million every second, take that back, $175 every second in 2021, and that totaled more than $5.5 billion in U.S. currency. So that was quite the stat there a second ago. So they made $175 every single second in 2021, so $5.5 billion. I think it goes to show that there is a lot of scotch that's kind of floating its way through the United States. And it's up to us out there in the bourbon world to make sure that we start turning some people from scotch drinkers into bourbon drinkers. I know you might be thinking, oh, it's more bourbon for us. No. We got to grow the category. And it is growing. And I don't know. There's a few scotches that I do like, mostly the ones that are sherry butts. But there's a few single malts that I can kind of wrap my head around. But as Ryan always say, we're a no-smoke kind of couple there, so you can take every single thing of peat and you can keep it for yourself. No peat over here. So let's keep going. Researchers at the University of Texas in San Antonio released the economic contributions of distilled spirits in Texas for 2020. And this is a new study highlighting the significant economic impact that Texas distillers made on their local communities and the state in 2020. And that was despite economic hardships of the pandemic and the lingering prohibition era laws that restrict sales. The report was prepared for the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States, and key findings from the study show that Texas distillers contributed to the following: nearly $2 billion in total economic output or revenues, support for close to 4,900 Texas jobs, as much as $334.9 million in salaries and benefits paid to workers, and approximately $481,000 for on-premise mixed beverage sales tax paid. And that tax paid in 2020 declined by more than $240,000 or 34% due to COVID-19, and close to $391,000 of on-premise mixed beverage gross receipts taxes were paid. And that, again, is around a 34% decrease of, sorry, it was a $200,000 decline from 2020 or 34% due to COVID-19. So it goes to show you there's a lot of money that's coming out of Texas for distilled spirits. So congratulations to Texas. Glad to see that. But Texas is one of those weird states that it does have prohibition era type laws. I mean, first off, we know that shipping is a big no-no in the state of Texas. So there's the first one. I know they have some other things around Sundays or some other days where you can't buy stuff. I don't know. I don't live in Texas. I just know that there are some things. Maybe it's some, if I can remember correctly, like you can't do some tastings in stores. I'm probably really butchering this. I'm probably telling you lies and maybe truths that I just completely made up. So definitely don't take my word for it on anything I just mentioned there. But just know that there is a lot of economic output that's coming from the state of Texas for a distiller. So good to see that report happen. Now, it was last week, I believe it was last week, when Ryan said, Kenny, you didn't know that Yellowstone was flooded? I honestly had no idea. But now that there is more news coming out to it, and this is in response to those devastating floods that are impacting Yellowstone National Park and the surrounding areas, the Lebanon, Kentucky-based distillery Limestone Branch, who are the makers of Yellowstone Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, they have donated $25,000 each to the National Park Service and the National Parks Conservation Association. And this is for long-term support of flood relief efforts. Additionally, Limestone Branch Distillery has agreed to match up to $50,000 in donation made in conjunction with a fundraising event benefiting the Southwest Montana Flood Relief, a joint effort between the Park County Community Foundation and the Greater Gallatin United Way and the Red Lodge Community Foundation. The event is hosted by National Parks Conservation Association, will be held on June 28th, so that just passed, so old news, don't pay no attention there. But Yellowstone Bourbon has also set up a website at limestonebranch.com/about/YellowstoneGivesBack to provide additional information about fundraising efforts as well as links to vetted support organizations where consumers can learn more about donating and other ways to help. Well, it's good to see that they are doing this. You also have Wyoming Whiskey that does a bunch of stuff with Yellowstone. I think we've been talking about it before. They seem like they're both supporting, maybe battling for the same exact reason, but either way, it's good to see that money is being donated to help this effort. So there are also five new laws that are impacting licensees and applicants for ABC licenses that will take place and effective on July 1st, and this is for the Virginia Alcoholic Beverage Authority. So these are just some new laws that went in to effect for Virginia. And these laws passed the General Assembly during the 2022 session, and they will affect business and consumers, and here they are. First off is that the number of alcoholic drinks a person can bring into Virginia from out of state has increased from 1 gallon to 3 gallons. A new third-party delivery and license for Cocktails To Go will now be able to deliver alcoholic drinks purchased from consumers from retail licenses. There are now alcohol licenses for casinos. Money is now allocated from the general fund in an amount equal to 20% of the 20% tax levied on the sale of Virginia distilled spirits to the Virginia Spirits Promotion Fund, and that will help spirit makers promote their products. There's also the removal of the sunset clause from the authorization of sale of neutral grain spirits or alcohol up to a proof limit of 151 in ABC stores. Well, I think the first one is the one that kind of struck me for a little bit out of left field there. I don't know anybody that's coming from out of state that's going back home to Virginia and they are making sure that somebody checks that they only had 1 gallon of booze in their car. I mean, I don't know. Is there something at the state lines we don't know about? But 1 gallon to 3 gallons, I don't know if you're getting it checked, but congratulations, it's a new law. Anyway, that's it for the bourbon news. Let's go ahead and we'll take a break. We'll be back with some bourbon release news. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And you can get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/bourbon. If you're anything like me, then you can't get enough about bourbon. And that's why I'm a subscriber to Bourbon Plus magazine. Bourbon Plus is a quarterly publication that tells the stories from the heart of bourbon, the farmers who grow the grain, the distillers who labor over the process, and the people, like you and me, who raise their glasses to celebrate it all. Subscribe to Bourbon Plus magazine today at bourbonplus.com, that's P-L-U-S.com, and use code PURSUIT at checkout for $5 off your subscription. All right, here we are, bourbon release news. We got a little bit more to talk about when it comes to bourbon release news, compared to the bourbon news, at least, but that means that there's just some fun things coming out, and most of them are going to be some good ones here. So let's get to it. So the first was our headline was that Catoctin Creek Distilling Company and heavy metal rock band legends Gwar are back for their second annual release of their infamous Ragnarok Rye, and they're having plenty of fun with it in the marketing department here. They said mayhem, panic, chaos, and gore. It's how a news release about the new whiskey read. So Gwar has returned from their intergalactic journey and they're thirsty. Aliens are back in the distillery and all hell has broken loose. The Virginia natives teamed up to release their first collaboration in May of 2021 and are launching more than 1,000 cases. It's rated 93 points by Wine Enthusiast magazine, and Catoctin Creek Ragnarok Rye is a 92-proof rye whiskey that is pot-stilled and then aged in charred new white oak, sugar maple, and cherry wood. This year's bottles include new and improved collectible metal die-cast toppers representing all 5 band members, up to 105 packs of Ragnarok Rye featuring a bottle topper of each Gwar band member will be available to order through Catoctin Creek's national ordering site, buyvirginiarye.com, which you've probably heard plenty of times on this podcast before, and each purchase includes a chance to win a guitar signed by the band, a signed barrel head, or Gwar tickets for life. Again, it's 92 proof, and the SRP is $100. So it's good to see that, I mean, I wouldn't say more celebrities than ever, but it's the same celebrities as before, but I know there are some diehard Gwar fans out there. It might not be my kind of music, but hey, I know it's a lot of people's, you know, they love that death metal, heavy metal, whatever it is, and guys that dress up in weird and wild ways. But hey, we need a new Kiss for our era, and maybe that's just what it is. Hodling & Company is proud to announce the relaunch of the legendary whiskey brand Old Potrero Straight Rye Whiskey. and it's credited as the first American craft whiskey to hit the market since Prohibition. I didn't read that incorrectly. That's exactly what it said on the press release. The Old Portrero relaunch will feature new packaging and bottle design geared towards today's contemporary whiskey drinker who appreciates an excellent dram with an iconic heritage and a modern-day appeal. Originally created by Fritz Maytag, the beverage visionary and founder of Holding Company, which was formerly Anchor Distilling Company, Old Portrero Rye Whiskey is a bold homage to the original artisanal whiskeys of America, a testament to the power of the pioneering spirit and celebrated return of pot-distilled whiskey in the United States. Since 1994, the whiskey has been distilled in small copper pot stills at the San Francisco-based distillery and in 2010 was passed down to the current master distiller, Bruce Joseph, who worked alongside Fritz since the first barrels were laid down in the early 90s. Although the brand is launching a bold and eye-catching new design, what's inside will remain unchanged. It's the same award-winning 100% malted rye whiskey, distilled from 100% malted rye mash bill in the same copper pot still since the 1990s. The liquid is then matured in new, charred, 24-month air-dried, extra-fine-grain American white oak barrels for a minimum of 6 years. So Old Portrero Straight Rye Whiskey 6-year-old will have an SRP of $65. Now, the one good thing about this is that this will be coming to a Whiskey Quickie near you soon because I was opening up my usual UPS delivery and this showed up today. So I'm excited to be able to kind of see what this is all about. Yeah, at first it kind of took me a little bit by surprise when it said as the first American craft whiskey to hit the market since Prohibition. I don't know if that's true or not. That's a bold claim in my opinion, but the fact that it is a 6-year-old 100% malted rye whiskey, I'm intrigued. We'll see. We'll let you know on a Whiskey Quickie coming near you soon. You know, we'll give it a thumbs up, thumbs down, or you know, somewhere in the middle. It's just how it is. So there's a lot of, I know Ryan talks about all the time. He loves Redbreast. I've had Redbreast a few different times. Big fan of it as well. And they're actually starting to venture into, not bourbon, but it's a little close. It's starting to teeter-totter on it as well. So they are unveiling, it's called Kentucky Oak, and it's their first release in a new American Oak series. So this new collection of Irish whiskeys from the Irish distiller's own brand will be exclusive to the United States, and it celebrates the role of wood in the production of Redbreast whiskey. Redbreast Kentucky Oak is made from malted and unmalted barley. It is triple distilled in copper pot stills and matured in American oak bourbon barrels and Spanish Oloroso sherry butts. The whiskey is then finished for a minimum of 4 months in naturally air-dried American white oak barrels sourced from the Taylor family's Elk Cave Farm in Kentucky. The oak is certified by the Program for the Endorsement of Forest Certification and was worked into 63 casks and shipped to Middleton Distillery. These casks were chosen for their high-quality oak. So Redbreast Kentucky Oak is 101 proof and is exclusively available in the United States and has a price tag of $96 per bottle. I don't know, color me intrigued again. I'd be interested to try it. 101 proof, Redbreast going into ex-bourbon barrels. I mean, matured in American oak bourbon barrels and Spanish Oloroso sherry butts. So I would imagine that it is, if it's going into a new, can they call it bourbon? No, I can't call it bourbon because they're sending the casks all the way back to the Middleton Distillery. So I think they're just taking maybe new ones and putting it. So it's technically is bourbon, but they're not calling it bourbon. They're calling it just the Kentucky Oak as their first new thing in American Oak releases. I don't know. Interesting to be able to say that they're going to call it American Oak. I mean, hell, last week we were actually, was it on the roundtable yesterday, if you were listening, that we were talking about the whole Irish style thing. So they're making sure that they don't say bourbon. They're not saying anything like that. They're just calling it Kentucky Oak. So good on them. We'll see what happens. See if anybody starts sending cease and desist letters. That's how this world works. Everybody's good friends until you steal a word they don't like. High West Distillery has launched the 2022 edition of its Spring Rendezvous Rye. The limited edition, so to say, the limited release expression, is the Utah-based distillery's most awarded whiskey. The High West 2022 Spring Rendezvous Rye is a blend of straight rye whiskeys ranging from between 4 and 6 years in age. Similar to last year's release, the new edition uses a large portion of the distillery's in-house made rye. Additionally, the High West 2022 Rendezvous Rye is the first limited edition release to feature a new label. which will match the design of the changes found on High West Bourbon and the Double Rye bottles. It's bottled at 46% ABV, and this is also going to be priced at $70 a bottle. Well, when I think about this, I look at the age statements and how they've changed. If I remember correctly, Rendezvous Rye was kind of like their golden child, and if I even recall even more, it was a lot of higher age, like maybe 10-year-old plus MGP rye that was going into it, maybe 8, something like that. But now they are switching it to 4 and 6 year. So there you go. I guess it's something new to try. I'd be interested to see what it tastes like. I haven't had any of their in-house made rye, ever for that matter. So don't take my word for it, whether it's good or not. I guess look for some other. Maybe there's some good YouTubers out there that put some reviews out. All we do is spit the news here. If we get a bottle for Whiskey Quickie or get a sample, we'll let you know. We'll put it out there for you, and we'll let you know if it's worth the... Actually, we're not going to let you know if it's worth the price of $70, because what we do is we just tell you what is the whiskey good, and we don't tell you if it's worth the price or not. We just let the price dictate itself. You know, everybody's got different pockets and how deep they want to go, so we just let you know if we like it or not. So this is a short one here. This July, Michter's will ship its first and only 2022 bottling of 10-year rye. So Michter's 10-year rye is a single barrel product, and it is a Kentucky-style rye made from a fair amount of corn and barley to give the balance and added complexity to the spice of its rye grain. And the suggested retail price of Michter's 10-year rye is $185. Now, I think $185 is what it was last time. I might have been creeping up a little bit, maybe $175, $165. I remember a few years ago when I was buying them, I think they're around like $100. So they're definitely getting up there, but hey, 10-year rye, Kentucky style, Michter's, people eat it up, even though the wax is the hardest thing in the world to get off. I feel like I'm going to cut my hand every single time if I got to pull a knife out to get it, because for some reason, I don't know if it's just my nubby little fingers, I can't grab that little piece that's the seal on the wax around there, and it just doesn't come off that easy. Maybe I'm just complaining to complain, so let's keep going. So this was a new one here, is that the Jack Daniel's Distillery, they're introducing a very limited Jack Daniel's small batch special release Coy Hill High Proof in 375-milliliter bottles. So during the bottling of the 2021 single barrel special release Coy Hill High Proof, around 55 barrels were found where the Angel's share was so high that the liquid inside could not be bottled as a single barrel selection. So the high level of evaporation resulted in a unique flavor and character as well as higher proof. The barrels were instead batched together by profile to create the Jack Daniel's Small Batch Special Release Coy High Proof, and it features 5 different unique batches, and here are the 5 different proof levels. You have 143.6, but I say they're all hazmat, so here we go. The lowest is 143.6, 147.3, 149.8, 153.2, and a staggering 155.1 proof. And these are the highest proof whiskeys ever released from Jack Daniel's. The Jack Daniel's Small Batch Special Release Coy Hill High Proof has a mash bill of 80% corn, 12% malted barley, and 8% rye. And you just heard those proofs, but in ABV, it's 71.8 through 77.55. These will be available in very limited quantities in Tennessee and at the White Rabbit Bottle Shop at the Jack Daniel's Distillery beginning today, July 1st, with a suggested retail price of only $55. Now, I will say I'm going to kind of spoil this one just a little bit. So I was handing some bottles over to Brian Beike, who's the host over there Behind the Pursuit, our other podcast. Make sure you go subscribe there. Learn everything we're doing about Pursuit United and Pursuit Spirits over there. But he came over to get some single barrels that we were doing for Pursuit Series so he can go and review them and put them out for that. And as soon as he came over, of course, as I mentioned earlier, it was UPS delivery day. And what do you think came delivered? It was this special release, and he was interested, and he was like, all right, well, let's go ahead. Let's crack it open. So we got the 153.2 proof, and I'm going to go ahead and spoil it now, y'all. It's something special. It's good. It reminds me of the 117 series Angel's Share. It is just this dense, thick, like super, super like viscous type of bourbon. Tennessee whiskey, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's bourbon. But I mean, it's good. I would say put this one on your release radar if you can find it. $55. It's a steal. Definitely go and try to pick one up, because this was a solid one. Go definitely go and make sure you scope it out to go and see if you can find it. somewhere around Tennessee, because this one will, it'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. But that's a good thing. It's a real good thing, because it was something special. All right, I ruined the whiskey quickie. I understand that, but you're still going to watch it anyway. Maybe listen to it, whatever it is. We've got time. All right, our last news article for the day, the evening, the walk, the run, the grass cutting, the cooking, the barbecuing, the last of the beer that you're drinking. I don't know, whatever it is, but here we go. And that's about, of course, our friends over at Barrel Craft Spirits, but they've got their other sister company, Stellum Spirits, and they are introducing Stellum Black Specialty Blends. And this is a new evolution in the brand's portfolio. These specialty blends are an ongoing limited release, which incorporates rare barrels to create limited edition bourbons and ryes that deliver robust flavor alongside profound complexity. Stellum Black Specialty Blends offer consumers more in terms of rarity, collectability, and insight into the inspiration behind the blends themselves. Blending in steps with smaller batches allows the team to utilize barrels or even just parts of barrels that are particularly unique while still having a major influence on the character of the whiskey. The base for all Stellum Black blends is a blend of Indiana bourbon and rye, which is then layered with older bourbons and ryes from Kentucky and Tennessee, creating a unique everyday whiskey. And here are the first two limited edition blends. The first one is called the Stellum Equinox Blend No. 1, and this inaugural release of Equinox Blend was created using Stellum bourbon, and the team slowly layered in rare sets of bourbon barrels step by step until the evening of the vernal equinox, when the blend was completed in honor of the changing seasons and bottled at cask strength, which is 117.26 proof. The second one is Stellum Fibonacci Rye. I'm pretty sure I said that right. Fibonacci. Well, I mean, kind of sounds kind of telling. It's like, hey, a Fibonacci. So this release celebrates the Fibonacci sequence, a series of numbers, each the sum of the two previous numbers. Six separate rye blends were combined in accordance with the sequence. So just like many other presentations of the Fibonacci, the blend that it produced was both balanced and beautiful. And again, bottled at cask strength, which is 115.12 proof. Both of these blends will have an SRP of $99, and they are now available at select retailers across 48 U.S. markets and online via the Stellum website at stellum.com. I'll tell you what, I really like that word, Fibonacci. Well, I'm going to have to Google that and see what it's all about, because that sounded like a bunch of math, and I don't do calculators and anything like that. So there you go. Go check it out. Equinox and Fibonacci Rye coming from Stellum. But that's going to do it for This Week in Bourbon. We'll be back again yet another week next week with Ryan. He'll be back. We'll be talking about more bourbon release news and just all good things bourbon. But with that, cheers, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.